beachy, isn't it? I just want to, you know, be surfing with Frankie Avalon and,
exactly.
You know,
so I just want to introduction, huh? Yes.
Say that again.
Well, welcome, welcome. I should do the introduction formally.
Yes,
so
you
going
should.
To
you should.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Life with the Girlfriends. And we're Christine Marie and Julie. We're Certified Love Attraction Coaches, and we are here to have a wonderful radio show tonight. We've got two awesome guests. We've got Dr. Jim, and I'm gonna talk more about him because he's our first guest tonight. He's an awesome, awesome dude, and he has his book called Where Did My Wife Go? Understanding and Surviving Menopause, Midlife Crisis, and the Empty Nest Syndrome. And this is what I love. I love it when a man wants to talk about menopause because, you know what, it's so true that it affects everybody in the family, doesn't it? So
sure does.
It's nice to have a male perspective as well. And then our second guest that comes on at 6:30, Beth Greer, and she has her book, you know, Awesome Woman, great book, bestseller of Supernatural Home, Improve Your Health, Home, and Planet One Room at a Time. And we're going to go dive deep into how chemicals have a way of seeping into our homestead, into our life, into our body, and how it really affects our health. And so, Jennifer, before we get on with Dr. Jim, I just want to say, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm doing awesome. And I'm you know, it's only April, but yet I'm so excited about our Clutterfly Effect Festival days. And May 17th through the 21st, and we're going to have 5 days of fun. We're going to do some clearing the clutter on the weekend. We're going to do an amp it up, all leading to the launch of our brand new book, The Clutterfly Effect. So I'm just excited, girlfriend, and I'm getting, you know, people are already contacting me and saying can't wait for it all. So, you know, that's where I'm at tonight, honey.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the Clutterfly Effect weekend because if no one's experienced that with us before, it's sort of like an amped up clean, you know, spring cleaning kind of event. You know, we do a little bit of emotional cleaning, energetic cleaning. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we meet for 3 hours, 9 to noon Central Time. And at the beginning of every hour, we do a little intention setting, a little clearing the clutter energetically. And then we get our tissues in gear and clean out a closet, clean out the house. And by doing it together in a group like that, people go, I can't believe it, Julie. I got so much more done.
Yeah, actually, absolutely.
It's that the group energy amps it up, kicks it up a notch, and you can find out more about that at theclutterflyeffect.com. And about the weekend that starts May 17th and goes to the 21st, all go online, so we're not meeting anywhere, it's all free, but it's a good old fun time, huh, girlfriend?
Yeah, I think you said it was like spring cleaning, but I'm going to say spring cleaning on steroids.
There you go, spring cleaning on steroids. And that's how it feels. That's how it feels sometimes. So I'm going to bring in Dr. Jim. Dr. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Let me just do your honors because you are a very impressive man. And I love the fact that you had, I'm going to say it if you don't mind, the cojones to tackle this subject from a male perspective. And it really helps the whole family. So I'm just going to talk about you right now. So I hope you're not blushing. But Dr. Jim, he's got his MA degree in literature, an MBA, a PhD in holistic medicine. He is a board certified in alternative medicine. He's also involved with two natural health internet sites, a supplement company for vitamins and also for sports nutrition, which is just very, very, very cool. I used to have a health food store and really focused on sports nutrition. So Dr. Jim, I knew that's a very, very cool subject because so many athletes out there, you know, they really tax their body and then forget to put in the good stuff to take care of them and really recover. He is an award-winning author. He is also involved in a publishing company that has written ghostwritten and published over 100 different books over the past several years. And today we're talking to Dr. Jim about his book, Where Did My Wife Go? Understanding and Surviving Menopause, Midlife Crisis, and the Empty Nest Syndrome. And the first question I have for you, Dr. Jim, two parts, really, you know, what was your main motivation for writing this book? And why does menopause or hormonal changes have to be such a negative thing? Isn't it just like another part of life that both men and women just have to kind of navigate through? You know, I think it's only been recently that we've kind of thought that maybe this doesn't have to be this way.
Well, I got started. We have a talk that we give. Actually, we coined a term called supertarian, and that is somebody who wants to avoid the major diseases of aging. And basically, if they can do four things, we feel that they can avoid most of the or minimize the diseases of aging. That's number one would be to have an omega index over 8%, have a vitamin D level over 50, and have a glucose level under 90, and have balanced hormones. Now, the first two, the omega index and the vitamin D, are relatively easy for most people. When you get to the glucose level, it takes a little bit more work. But once you get to the hormone level, it's relatively easy for men, but for women, it's a little bit more complicated. So I got really fascinated with the whole hormonal thing. And to answer the second part of your question, I think that one of the big differences today is that women are just living longer. When you think about it, in 1850, life expectancy was about 38. In 1900, life expectancy was 49. Now it's close to 80. With 60 being, probably considered middle age today. So in the past, it really wasn't a real problem because not that many couples had to deal with it, first of all, from an age standpoint. I think the second thing that we have today that we didn't have previously is, women start menstruating earlier. They start going through perimenopause, and menopause sometimes as early as the low to mid-30s. There are many, many more environmental factors that affect hormones today that we didn't have before. There are phytoestrogens in basically everything. I mean, our clothes detergents, the shampoos we use, the foods we eat. It's just much more complicated today. And unfortunately, I think it's something that every woman has to really be aware of relatively early so she can kind of address this in a positive way.
You know, you made a really good point there about us living longer. And the fact that we're living, we can live half our life past menopause. And we certainly don't want to say that part of our life, we have to feel off or not feel as healthy and strong as we did before menopause. So I think you're exactly right when you said we're living longer and we expect to feel good during that time.
You bet. Doctor, this is Christine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. So when you say that this is something that needs to be dealt with rather early on, can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, I think, unfortunately, most OBGYNs really kind of drop the ball here, and they don't do a real adequate job of preparing women for some of the hormonal changes that they're going to be going through. In the past, I think that there was a tendency for a doctor to say, well, this is, as you mentioned before, something that's just a basic part of aging and something you have to get through. And if things get really bad, the woman gets really depressed, well, we'll put her on an antidepressant or something, an anti-anxiety drug or something like that. Now I think there's a greater awareness of what's going on, and you're finding a lot of physicians actually getting into the hormonal replacement business because they're losing revenue in so many other areas. So you've got a lot of people getting involved in this now. It's much more it's a much more prominently discussed subject, and but you really need to be speaking with somebody who is an expert, a real specialist. It's not something that somebody can really do part time. So it really definitely is a problem.
Right. You know, I sort of follow Suzanne Summers, and I know she sort of, espouses the hormone replacement stuff too. I think around 10 years ago, so there was that big initiative where they were really studying, hormone replacement, but then they stopped it, cold turkey, because it showed that some women were having that increase in breast cancer, and cardiovascular illness and things like that. Do you remember that? Do you recall that, Dr. Jim?
Oh, yeah, well, yes. I mean, this is that's a really good question because it comes up a lot. And the problem with a lot of these studies is you really have to look at them very closely because the media has a tendency to report the more controversial or media-friendly aspects of studies. In this case, you know, the headline basically becomes hormone replacement bad for women. And you really had to look at it much closer than that. And if you take a hard look at the study, if you really go into it, they were dealing with a population of women significantly over the starting date of menopause, number one. And they were dealing exclusively with synthetic hormones, namely Prempro. And the results, there's no question about it, the results were not good. I mean, like you mentioned, there was an increased breast cancer risk, increased heart disease risk, double the number of blood clots, a 41% higher stroke risk. But, you know, you really had to look at this because this really scared a lot of women off hormone replacement, unfortunately. But what the study really did, in my opinion, was bring to the forefront the limitations of the synthetic hormonal therapy. And, you know, there really is no magic, one magic hormone or one magic combination of hormones that is going to be helpful to every woman. It's a every woman has different needs, different biology, and she needs a customized approach using bioidentical and not synthetic hormones. And everybody's probably heard that term bioidentical.
You
what exactly does bioidentical mean?
Yeah.
Natural hormones are hormones that are biologically identical to what the body makes. In other words, the hormones have the same chemical structure as the one your body makes. And it really is, in my opinion, the only way to replace hormones. Here's what happens in most cases that we see. As a woman moves into her late 30s or early 40s, she starts to notice some changes. And these are usually due to estrogen dominance, where she is either overproducing too much estrogen or having an imbalance of progesterone to estrogen. And some of the symptoms that usually pop up, I mean, she might start having heavy periods and eventually fibroids, weight gain, headaches, poor sleep, panic attacks, depression or anxiety, irritability, mood swings, hypothyroidism, generally fatigue is an issue, and most of the time decreased sexual desire. So you can see that if somebody is going through something like this and she's not getting any help, it could dramatically affect, you know, not only her life, but her relationships as well. And it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, what advice would you give women and men for dealing with this issue of the sexual, the decreased sexual desire that women would have during this time?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's a problem, and I talk about it. I spent some time on this subject in the book because looking at it from the man's perspective, I mean, yes, it's very unfortunate that the woman and his partner is going through this, but consider his perspective of this on this thing. He doesn't have a clue as to what is happening other than he's finding himself looking at somebody that's a little bit different than she was before. He might be feeling rejection. The basic problem, like I explained in my book, is that women really lose interest in intimacy. And some of the studies show percentages as high as 86% of women showing a decrease in libido when hormones begin changing and menopause enters the picture. So if you know, chances are if you've got 86% of women experience some problem with sexual desire, you've got 86% of men that are going to be pretty unhappy about this. So that's really what brings the problem. And the other thing I talk about in my book is that there's just a basic problem between the sexes anyways, where you've got a man who needs intimacy to have an emotional connection, And you need a woman who needs the emotional connection before she can have the intimacy. So regardless of the hormonal issues that have come up, I mean, you've got this problem anyway starting out. And when you bring the hormones into the picture, you've got a truly complicated picture. And unfortunately, instead of trying to help their partners, you know, negotiate this minefield, most men feel unloved, rejected, and they just do things that just blow up the whole thing and jeopardize the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Did you experience that with your when your book Where Did My Wife Go, Dr. Jim?
Yes, I did. And what I try to point out in the book is that there are many things you can do. Each party can do to keep the relationship moving through something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Men can be more understanding. Women can be more open to possible solutions. There are natural supplements you can take. There are books that you can read. There are therapies that you can go through. A couple really has to be proactive instead of reactive. If no one wants to do anything about this, if no one wants to make any adjustments, it's going to lead to a failed relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to be proactive is correct. What about... you know, what about being proactive, getting your hormones tested? What do you think about that?
Well, there are many methods of testing hormones. You've got the number one is testing it through blood levels. You've got other doctors that use a saliva testing or urine testing. And one of the problems we run into in this stuff is that it really is kind of expensive. You know, I mean, when you start talking about going through blood testing and you're testing all your hormones and everything, oftentimes insurance doesn't cover everything. You've got $300 in cost just for the blood work, and then you've got the consultation with the physician, and then you've got the use of the hormones, and it gets pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So after you get the test results, you sit down with the doctor, you see where you have deficiencies, and hopefully, you know, they come up with some type of combination of natural bioidentical hormones that can help balance things out.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person doesn't really want to go through the hormone replacement process,
right,
or simply
right.
can't afford it, then you go to natural supplements. There is no one single supplement that helps everybody, but there are certain things that you can do. What I try to do when I talk to people is I said, you have to address certain things. I mean, you have to reduce stress. I talk about EFT, emotional freedom technique, and tapping in my book. I have a whole chapter.
We love tapping. We love it. Yeah. We do it all the time.
Yeah, well, I think it's fantastic. It's a great therapy.
Yes.
I also talk about meditation, yoga, listening to 60-beat music and that type of stuff. Try to get enough sleep. Sleep is always an issue. I don't like prescription drugs. We came out with our own natural sleep aid, but I also recommend a comfortable sleeping environment.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend a product called a chili pad, which basically, I mean, they tell you to keep your room environment at somewhere between 62 and 65. Well, you know, if you live in Florida like I do, keeping your AC at that level all summer long is going to be very expensive. So you get something like a chili pad, and you could have one side 50 degrees, you could have the other side 80 degrees, and what you do is you try to get at least maximize the sleeping environment so you can get a good night's sleep. Maintain a good healthy diet. I mean, limit meat, dairy, focus on fruit and vegetables, eliminate sugar, processed carbohydrates, fried foods, soy products,
what's your feeling on the soy products? Gotcha.
Avoid caffeine. You know, a cup of coffee or two a day is not bad, but too much caffeine is going to mess things up.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, Dr. Jim. I missed your comment about the soy products because I've heard mixed reviews on soy. What do you think about soy products? I mean, is it a positive thing for women to do for hormone balance?
Well, soy is interesting because it does act as a phytoestrogen. So if you have problems and you're taking a lot of soy, it may help or it may not. It really depends on where your hormone levels are. And that's why you have to get tested. And soy, I mean, definitely do not recommend soy for men. because it is an estrogen, it is a phytoestrogen. I definitely do not recommend men drink soy milk. I usually advise everybody to drink something like almond milk or unsweetened almond milk is probably the best thing that people can drink.
Oh, interesting.
You know, get your vitamin D level over 50, get some exercise every day, and look to natural supplements before drugs, or hormone replacement for that matter, you know. And some people can get by with just some good natural supplements, and other people, you know, absolutely need hormone replacement. There's just no getting around it.
Right. And I just with your book bring in, I just want to say something really quick, Mom. Dr. Jim, you know, your book, Dr. Jim, really is, I think, a conversation starter. So many couples, it's sort of like we know what's going on, but we're afraid to bring it out to the open. And your book, you know, is a way of getting the conversation going in some sense, because what we all want is to be happy and our spouses to feel good as well. And in your description of your book, you talk about how your book offers practical and easy to follow steps that can help men deal with and understand these very complex issues. And I, like you said, with the emotional freedom technique, the tapping and the meditation, I mean, I get an idea from your book that you really have concrete steps. It's just not information, which is really powerful, but also a way to use this information and to help with the relationship. So I want to say, you know, I honor that you did that with that book. It's not just information. It's a way of using the information and turning it into knowledge. So thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, one of the things, I will mention one thing about this whole process, and it's that the reason that you have to be proactive early on, get your hormone levels, you know, balanced early, find out what your baseline is in your mid to late 30s, and so on, is because once you're in the thick of things, it's very hard to think rationally through a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. The problem, when you get involved in menopause, as I mentioned in my book, a woman's hormones are really all over the place. And beginning with perimenopause, you get the pituitary gland, which is the part of the brain that produces a sense of calm and serenity. And then you get the other parts of the brain that handle painful memories and feelings of sadness and anger, like the hypothalamus. And all of these are being constantly bombarded and overstimulated by these hormonal changes. So, you know, when you have all this stuff happening, it's really enough to drive even the most sanest person crazy. And the emotional upheaval is something that is affecting every aspect of the woman, her body, her mind, and her spirit. And if there are any unresolved conflicts or people in her life that she has not forgiven for some reason, this is the time when a lot of those painful memories just come to the surface. I often give this example. I had a younger associate of mine tell me that she's about 33. She was telling me she was a little disappointed. Her husband went away for a week and a half, came home, dropped his briefcase, and said, "Honey, I'm going out for a couple beers with the boys." Gave her a peck on the cheek and just walked out. Well, she didn't make a big deal out of this, but I'm saying this is the type of thing that 15 years down the road, it's gonna come to the surface. And it really is amazing how all this stuff happens, you know. And it's very, very difficult to work through all these things because, you know, the way I explain it to men is that everything you did well, you might be in a 25-year relationship, and everything you did well, or every good thing you did, is not going to be on the surface of her mind. I mean, it's going to be all the bad stuff that happened, you know, the stuff that she perceived as being bad stuff. Those are all the memories that just come to the surface. So it's something that affects not only the body, but the brain and everything else. And it is very, very important to be proactive on this stuff early before you get really into the thick of it. And it's very, very important that you speak with somebody that knows what they're doing in this area. And I'm a member of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and I believe that these guys are in the forefront of what's going on in anti-aging and hormones and all this stuff. And if you have the opportunity to see somebody who's board certified in anti-aging medicine with the American Academy, I would go to somebody like that first that specializes in hormones. And then secondly, I would probably go to a good integrative physician, somebody who specializes in, you know, regular allopathic medicine, but also has integrated alternative methods into his practice. He might use supplements or something like that and kind of play down the drug aspect of this thing. It's very easy to just get thrown on drugs and then, you know, forget about it.
Oh, for sure. Great. For sure. Tell me, like, if you were going to offer someone tapping, where would you start? Would you Do you have a good tapping exercise that would that our listeners would appreciate?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty big chapter in the book.
Good. Okay.
If you want to speak to specifically tapping, I think it really, it's like the hormone prescription. It has to be individualized. And I think that the trouble with coming up with a formula, it's almost impossible to use it for everybody. So everybody has to look at their individual situation and adapt it on a personal basis. I think that's what's important. And I deal with that in the book.
Okay.
Great. Well, Dr. Jim, you know, you can get your book on Amazon. Where else do you want our listeners to go to read more about you, get your book? Where Did My Wife Go? Understanding and Surviving Menopause, Midlife Crisis, and then you have Empty Nest Syndrome. And it's right there on Amazon. Any place else I can go to read more about you and learn more about
you?
Well,
I'll mention our two websites. We have our superhealthnation.com. That's our website. We have a natural menopause product on that site. We also recommend several natural supplements in the book. And if we could make one recommendation to women, I'd say two recommendations for women. I would say get your vitamin D level over 50. And there's been a recent study that just came out showing that the incidence of fibroid tumors is dramatically reduced by women that have their vitamin D level over 35. And when they did the testing, they found that 10% of the women had levels above 20 that were black, and 50% were white, had levels above 50%. So this is a big, big problem. There's nothing more important than you can do for yourself to get your vitamin D level over 50. You're going to dramatically reduce the risk of breast cancer and other cancers. And so that's one of the things I'd recommend. And the other thing I would recommend is a good omega-3 product. We feel that we've got the best one on the market. You can look at our other website, which we designed. We designed this formula specifically for athletes. It's at athletesbest.com. That's athletesbest.com. If anybody's interested in the product, they could buy the product on the site. And when they check out, just right in the little box at the end, at the little the checkout under order notes, I want a free copy of the book. I'd be glad to send them a free copy of the book. And if anybody wants an email copy of the book, I'd be glad to send that to them free at no charge.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, really?
I know. I'm really I'm looking for a good omega product as well. Now, but I take 2 5,000 international units of vitamin D a day. Is that a good amount? I mean, what is the kind of a decent amount of
vitamin
D?
You know, I'll go back to the thing about the testing, because the testing is the most important thing. I mean, 10,000 might be too much for one person. It might be perfectly adequate for you. You have to look at the level. It's very, very inexpensive to get. I mean, you can buy a thumb prick test. We can do the test at home. You can get this from the Vitamin D Research Council, which is a nonprofit organization, and you can test at home and find out what your level is. And then you go on vitamin D, depending on what your level is, and we find that with most people, even people in Florida that are getting sun every day, I've run into tennis pros that might have a level of 20. You really need to get it over 50, and we usually think or feel that people that have 5,000 to 7,000 a day usually can get to that level.
Okay, good. That's good to know. I honestly thank you so much. You have your fountain of information, and I know that our listeners and our lovelies will so much appreciate that, your offer of the free ebook if they purchase the supplements. And they got, Julie, what's the website again, hon?
The website is for our Omega product and our Magnesium product, which are two really good products for, because they take care of a lot of problems to do with menopause. Basically, what happens is that a good Omega product is really good for perimenopausal and menopausal women, because it addresses a lot of problems. As you get your estrogen unbalanced and everything, what happens is that that the omega-3s have a tendency to relax, the issues that you get with the increase in estrogen. So that's a real plus. And I will add this thing, just this one little comment. I talk about the vitamin D index, but the omega-3 index, you're gonna hear this over the next couple of years, I believe. I think the omega-3 index, which not too many people know about, is going to really come to the forefront, and it's going to be more important than a person's cholesterol level. knowing your omega-3
index
level is going to be very, very important. And that's also a test you can do at home or you can have your doctor do with your regular blood work. But it's something we recommend for everybody. So I'll just pass that on. Check your vitamin D level, check your omega index, and try to make things a little easier going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jim. Dr. Jim, it was an amazing interview. And have a great night.
Same to you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Jim.
I am Christine. I am Marie. I am going to get these tests done. You know, the Vitamin D Research Council, I'm going to go there and try to get one of those tests.
Yes.
And do it a prick of the thumb. Because you have been on my case as my mother about taking vitamin D.
I have been on your case, haven't I?
And yes. And I take vitamin D like through supplementation. I mean, through my, you know, when things they added vitamin D or the sun. And I take a multivitamin that has a vitamin D. And so I think I cover myself. But the truth is, I don't really know. And how many more times do I have to hear the message about vitamin D before I go do this? And so I say no more. I've heard enough and I'm going to get tested and so forth. But also too, I mean, omega-3, he's right. It's going to be more prevalent, you know, the index of your omega-3 index is going to be very popular in the future.
Well, you know, Dr. Jim talked about, you know, women or young girls starting their you know, menstruation earlier, and our next guest, Beth Greer, who is a noted speaker, talks about all things green, but she talks about, she says, talks about boy boobs, right?
Oh, yes, boy boobs. Well, she writes the Huffington Post, and one of her articles talks about, I think, you know, why are our boys getting boobs and how the chemicals in food can be contributing to negative health results. And here's the thing, you know, if we're drinking milk and having dairy and having lots of meat and our animal products that we take are, if those animals consume a lot of antibiotics and hormones, then it's only natural to think that they're going to come through us. So, I'm going to give Beth Greer a great introduction because she is the writer of the best-selling book, Supernatural Home, Improve Your Health, Home and Planet, One Room at a Time. And I like that because sometimes you can get overwhelmed if you decide to change your whole life all at one time, but one room at a time we can do, or even just our refrigerator we can do. And Beth Greer is also known as the Supernatural Mom. She's an award-winning journalist, environmental health consultant, healthy home expert, and she is just a passionate champion of toxic-free living. And we're going to talk now with Beth Greer. I'm just so excited to be talking to her. Beth, are you there
too?
I'm here. Hi, everyone. Hi. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Beth. Hi, Supernatural Mom.
How are you tonight? Great. Thank you. Fabulous. How are you guys?
We're doing well. And I see that, you know, I imagine that you have on your leotard with, you know, a big S on it, you know, that says Supernatural Mom because you're like a superhero. I want to say right now that you can go to Beth Greer's website, BethGreer.com, also at SupernaturalMom.com. And we're going to talk more about your website because on your website, you can sign up for a PDF about where toxins are in your home. But you also have in there a link to a powerful quiz to kind of give the reader an idea, like, you know, say you may think that you're living chemical-free because, you know, I like to buy things that are natural and not full of chemicals. But after taking your quiz, let's talk later, I got scared out of my mind. I'm like, I'm not doing a good enough job.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, 10 years ago, I thought I was leading a healthy lifestyle, like many of your listeners, and I was diagnosed with a giant tumor in my chest. It was the size of a tennis ball, and it wasn't genetic. It didn't come from, you know, I had no tumors in my family, and so what I did, you know, three top surgeons wanted to remove it, and they couldn't agree on where to cut me to take it out. One wanted to cut me in the front, one wanted to cut me in the back, and the third under my armpit to get it out. But I just decided to do something kind of radical, and first I took a look at what I was eating and drinking, and I realized that I was eating processed food, and I was eating food with even labels that were pretty long, and even though I thought they were healthy. So I did something kind of radical, which was to eat food without any product label whatsoever, just real, pure, natural food. And, you know, in just 3 days, the pain that I was in started going away. And long story, you know, I took a look at what I was putting on my skin, because our skin is not the barrier we think it is. And so I looked at my product labels again. It's so important to read labels. And manufacturers put in all kinds of stuff in there that shouldn't be there. And I switched out to all natural products. And in 6 months, the pain was gone. And 6 months later, I had the tumor scanned, and it had disappeared. So we are really, you know, at the effect of the things, our everyday products. And so I just show people that don't wait to get sick. You know, there's easy, simple things you can do to lead a healthy lifestyle and not get sick.
Yeah. And, you know, could you, I'm sure you're the right person to talk to about this, but tell me about, like, when you buy something that says organic, is it really true, or do we have to look deeper? Like, just say, okay, well, you know, an apple,
yeah,
or something.
Organic is a good thing to look for. 100% organic would be the best. If it just says organic, it's probably around 70%. That's also pretty good. But the word natural is really meaningless. So if you see the word natural on a product label, there's no regulation around that word, and it's just marketing hype. And also, my two favorite words to look for on labels are the words made with, because it could say made with whole wheat, and it can mean only 1%. You need to look for 100% whole wheat, or 100% of whatever the product is. So on a makeup or some kind of a product that says made with essential oils, like even a candle made with essential oils, it could mean one drop of essential oils, and the rest, 99% of it, would be synthetic. So those are good words to watch
for. Yeah.
Well, you know,
go ahead, Jill.
No, I was just going to say, the first time I realized that the word natural was thrown out, and that was meaningless, is when a soda can said made of all natural ingredients. And I go, really? That's awesome. I'll take a look at it. And it was high fructose corn syrup was the first one. Right. I'm like, oh, is that natural? No, I didn't realize that high fructose corn syrup was natural.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. It's all just marketing hype.
Right. Even the word hypoallergenic, it doesn't mean that, you know, a ton of dermatologists went through a rigorous, procedure to test it. It means that maybe one doctor looked at it. So there's certainly, it's called greenwashing, and you have to really pay attention to it. And again, look at your labels and read it. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
We're having a little feedback issue. Right? Okay, now it's gone. So that's good.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. It came in and it went out. That's wonderful.
I'd like to ask that question, Jill.
Sure.
One of the things that, you know, you talk about household chemicals and stuff like that. Well, you know, we're doggy lovers. And, but I kind of love the Febreze. How bad is it? How bad of a product is it?
It's not great. Okay, if you look at a label and it says the word fragrance on there, and Febreze is very highly scented. So the word fragrance on a label can mean up to 100 different synthetic chemicals in that one word. It's a catchphrase that manufacturers use all the time. Because you can use baking soda as a great natural alternative. You can sprinkle baking soda on the carpet and then vacuum it up.
We're back, Christy Marie and Julia, Life of the Girlfriends, with author Beth Greer. And I love having an engineer that just takes care of us. He's like, oh, we need a new line, and puts everybody on hold, listening to a little music and finding the right line for us all. So I want to give thanks to our engineer. And now, we're talking with Beth Greer. And before we went, Mom had made a confession to you, Beth, about Febreze, and you were saying that it was highly, highly fragrant, and that is like the key sign of how something had a lot of not natural ingredients in. And you were saying that baking soda, before it kind of got a little fuzzy there, was a good alternative. How do we use that to kind of make the air smell better, especially if you have animals and dogs and things like that?
Right. Well, you can use baking soda. You can sprinkle it in your carpet, leave it on for a few minutes, and then vacuum it up. And that's a really wonderful way to clean. I also use baking soda as a deodorant. It, believe it or not, I put it in a salt shaker and just sprinkle it under my armpits, and it's phenomenal. And there's no chemicals, and it's totally natural.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, and it works for you?
It works for me, and I have a client down in Southern California who's a yoga instructor, and she was very skeptical. She said, you know, I sweat a lot, and I asked her to just try it, and she called, you know, the next week, and she said, it's unbelievable. I can't believe that I'm using baking soda, and it works beautifully.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stop the wetness. It completely stops the odor.
Yeah. And you know, Arm & Hammer makes the baking soda, right?
Yeah.
Now we'll call it Under Arm & Hammer.
That's good.
So Beth, come on. Here's the obvious question, okay? How does a girl from California get Deepak Chopra to be a testimonial for her? It's so awesome. I mean,
my career before I became a writer, I ran a company called The Learning Annex, and it's an adult education company. And so I got to meet Deepak because he was one of my
speakers.
We've
heard of that, of course.
So, and you know, he loved the book, so he gave me an endorsement.
Yes. Well, I can see why. And I want to go, I want to talk back about your quiz real quick, if you don't mind. And go to Beth Greer's website, supernaturalmom.com. On there, she has a lot of great articles about her book, Supernatural Home. You can buy it there on your website, and then also on Amazon, I'm sure. But there you get the quiz. And the reason why I say go get the quiz, not now, wait till the interview's over, is because I was surprised at how many of the things I wasn't really doing. I could go the extra mile. Like, I could just do this a little bit more. And, you talk about first these five questions about food. And so I was going to ask you right now, if we're going to say to our listeners, to the ladies out there, you know, it could be overwhelming to change everything at once. And you said just take one change and see about doing that for 1 month. What would be the one change you'd want somebody to make about their food?
Well, I think the one change, it will pick a food that you're eating a lot of. So if it's dairy, that would be a great way to go organic, because you're not getting organic dairy, you can be sure that the animal's getting growth hormones and pesticides and there's the other thing was in their food that, you know, it's just it's not a good thing. And pesticides are caused by, they use pesticides to destroy the nervous systems of bugs. So what is it doing to our nervous system? We have to think about that.
I think
that would be one thing. And in my book, I talk about the dirty dozen and the clean 15, because there are certain foods that you really want to stay away from if they're not organic, because they have a lot of pesticide residues, like apples and grapes, for example, or strawberries, because the pesticides are actually injected into the soil and it comes up the root system, so you can't wash the pesticides off.
Wow.
And,
you
know, foods like bananas or pineapples, things you can peel are safer and they don't have all the pesticide residues. But I really believe that pesticides that would be one really easy thing to do: shop at the farmer's market and again, pick the thing that you're eating most of. So if you're eating dairy, if you're eating fruits and vegetables, you know, pick the one that you're most often, like if you're having broccoli a lot, then choose that one. Start there.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting, Beth, because, you know, I've noticed, just you talking about strawberries, I mean, I've noticed that through the years they have been tasting differently, and I bet that is the what you're talking about, the what they're putting into the soil and stuff, that is sort of changing the flavor.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because if you take the strawberry, an organic strawberry right off the bush or just right at the farmer's market, it has a wonderful taste. They're juicy and delicious. And the non-organic strawberries, they may look nice. They're nice and red, but they, when you taste them, they're kind of flat.
You're right. You're right. You know, my son and his wife, they're going to have a baby in June. What would you recommend, you know, some top three things to do for a newborn's room or, you know, just in general, what would you recommend?
Well, congratulations, first of all. That's exciting news.
It is. Guess what they're naming
so, you know, a lot of times parents, they get excited about creating a nursery and they paint and they put new carpeting down, and those are like the two things you want to be aware of, because if you're going to paint the nursery, you want to choose a paint that has none of that smell. That it's called VOCs, volatile organic compounds. So you want to find a paint that has no VOCs. And Sherman Williams and Benjamin Moore, they have paints like that. I mean, they're readily available. Mm-hmm. And also the carpeting, it's better to choose a natural fiber like a wool or a jute or something rather than a synthetic nylon carpet, because that has that smell and that could
cause an
asthma trigger for a baby.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you say smell, because sometimes we have associated these new carpet smell, new car smell, new wall smell, which is a chemical smell, as new, as clean. You know, we've programmed our brain through marketing or whatever to think that those smells are good for you. But the truth is, they're not there naturally.
That's correct. They're not there naturally. And they can really impact our hormones, believe it or not. And that's what I was writing in, you know, in the Huffington Post, that article on boys with boobs. Things like BPA in plastics, and particularly like plastic bottles for the baby, for example, it leaches into the milk, and then it comes into our bodies, or the baby's body, and it messes with the hormones. So there's lots of studies right now. Scientists are showing that it's dangerous. So you want to, the best thing to do would be to have glass, like a glass bottle. Same with our own drinking bottles, to try to avoid plastic whenever possible.
Wow, that's one of my, I don't know, I have to say, I carry a, you know, a plastic bottle when I'm going, you know, go in the car and stuff to drink, but it should just be just as easy for me to get one of those, like, stainless ones, or, like you said,
yeah,
a
they
glass
have stainless
one.
Steel, and the kind I like, it's glass, and then on the outside, it's wrapped in kind of like a rubbery thing that you can throw it in the dishwasher, the water tastes really good, because it doesn't have a metallic flavor, it's glass, and you know that you're not drinking plastic.
No,
it's so true.
Yeah.
I remember my grandmother, many, many years ago, when we go on a trip, she would always put water in these ball jars. And it was so great because, you know, we just have water, it tasted great. And it's interesting, we have to go back to those good old days when everything
Absolutely.
Was so
It's
convenient.
True. I dedicated the book to my grandmother for that reason. She didn't eat out of cans, you know. And again, cans now, they're showing that the lining of cans is coated in a substance that contains this BPA or bisphenol A that's leaching into our food and then getting into our bodies. So
are you saying like aluminum cans, like a can of vegetables might have that in there as well?
Yes. Particularly like tomato sauce could be pretty the most toxic because it's acidic, and so that tends to eat away at the lining and can leach more of the chemical. So there are certain companies, especially organic companies, that will say, you know, BPA-free lined cans. But yeah, most of the canned foods we get, I know when I was growing up, they would just look like a plane inside, like metal, but now they're kind of white and shiny. That's the plastic coating that they're putting in there.
Oh my God. Wow. This is really eye-opening. You know, let me ask you about, because I know you talk about, you know, beauty through wellness and, you know, looking good at any age.
In terms of cosmetics, I use the Bare Minerals. Is that bad or good?
Oh, that's good. I think they're fine. You know, there's a website called safecosmetics.org, and then you can plug in the cosmetics that you use, and it can tell you if it's toxic or not. But I think Bare Minerals is fine. You just, again, need to read the label and stay away from certain chemicals in there. I list them all in my book, and one of the chemicals to look for are parabens. Those are antimicrobial substances that they put in to preserve the makeup, for example, and that would be a good thing to try to stay away from.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think too. Like for example, mascara. You know, I tend to probably keep it longer than I should. You know, and but I'm wondering, you know, you feel kind of weird just to throw it away after a couple of weeks. You know, but
oh no, you could. I think it's supposed to last about 3 months. I don't think a couple of weeks. That seems too short. But
yeah.
Like no more than 3 months, then you should replace it.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, unfortunately, I will say that I mine's probably a year old, so I will. I think Mom was throwing that question out to me, saying, "Julie, I have seen your makeup bag," and that Clinique special did not happen more than a year ago. So I will go to my makeup bag and throw that Clinique mascara out that I got from Sarah.
You know, I want to talk to Beth too. I know we're short on time, but I know that you also in your book talk about feng shui, right? And I have a little tiny quick story. You know, Julie and I were like totally wanting to get our house totally, you know, in the feng shui vein, and we read that, you know, goldfish, you know, collect, you know, negative energy. And that was, you know, so we went out and bought goldfish. And we were so happy and proud of our little goldfish. And the very next morning, they were all floating on top.
Oh,
and it was
too bad.
It was so sad for us. Yeah, because we thought, what kind of negativity was in the house? And,
but you know, it's
Julie,
great to have live things in the
time.
In the home. And aside from goldfish, plants, green plants are really fantastic for clearing the air. They actually clean the air. NASA did a study and found, you know, these plants are fantastic for getting rid of some of the things that off-gas, the formaldehyde that is off-gassing, for example, in some of our furniture. And so that would be a really great thing to kind of add into your home and maybe easier to keep than goldfish.
Yes. Thank you. Well, you brought particle board, and in the quiz you mentioned the furniture in our house could be a secret way of chemicals coming in, like formaldehyde. I know that in the past, I don't know if it still is, the green treated lumber, the water pressured lumber, had formaldehyde in there to, you know, protect it from the water. And I know that particle board, and people would be surprised what particle board, how much particle board is in your house. Cabinets are made with particle board, the stuff, you know, on the back end where you don't see it.
That's why it's good to keep the windows open, get some fresh air in the home. Because sometimes we keep the home so sealed up that the air inside our home can be more toxic than the air outside, especially even if you lived in a big city. So keep your windows open. And one really easy tip that I tell everybody, and it's made such a big difference in my home, I created a shoeless home. Like, we take our shoes off before we come in. And so do my guests, and I provide, you know, socks for them if they need it. But think about all the stuff that we're walking around in all day long, and all the petrochemicals, you know, and stuff, and we're tracking it into our homes. And then, let's say our children are crawling around, or even it's kind of frightening. So, the very least, get a doormat and wipe your feet well, you know, just get as much of the residue off the bottoms of your feet before you come into your home.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much at bethgreer.com, BethGreer.com, or
supernaturalmom.com.
I love talking to the supernatural mom.
Thank you so much. This is great. And people, if they want to sign up for my free newsletter, I've got 2 years of podcast of radio interviews that I did with experts in the field on alternative medicine. And I've got some how-to videos on there and also, as you mentioned, the quiz. So they can all get that
away. By the way, Beth, you do have an awesome website. And I want our listeners to definitely go there and peruse everything and take advantage of all that stuff, because this is important, people. It's important.
Exactly.
It is important. And, you know, I'm a testament to staying healthy, because if my tumor could disappear by changing my lifestyle, it can happen to other people as well.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
We have the power. Our bodies are magnificent self-healing organisms that heal from the inside out, if you get a cut on your finger,
we've got to go. We've got to go, Beth.
Okay.
But thank you so much. BethGreer.com, SupernaturalMom.com.
Okay, bye.
And you can hear more about us at TheClutterFlySex.com and ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. Two wonderful guests, and we want to say thank you for listening to Life with Girlfriends, everyone.
Thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you to our great engineer, Mr. Newsom. Thank you very much.
Everybody needs a good girlfriend when the sun goes down at night. Everybody needs a good girlfriend to make the wrong seem right. Everybody needs a good girlfriend with a comforting hand to hold. Everybody needs a good girlfriend.